In the Igeres HaKodesh, we're starting Perek Chafal, the 21st chapter. And again, the theme in most of the Igeres HaKodesh is Tzedakah. But in this particular case, the Alter Rebbe is going to talk about Tzedakah, to do it with alacrity, quickly. Don't delay it for later on. Do it right away. And the second thing also is going to talk about the continuous, in other words, make it a regular habit to do it all the time, versus waiting maybe to get a big amount together and then you're going to give, but just to make sure to separate it. There is a benefit of this, so the Rebbe is going to explain from the Rambam various meanings that when your hand does it and you keep on doing the mitzvah of tzedakah, so each time you do it, that refines and brings you spirituality to your physical actions, and therefore it's important to do it in such a way as well. So let's look inside. Perek Chof Aleph. Achas Drisha Shloimam, after greeting, asking your peace, Kimishpat Loyev Shmoi, as it is right for those who love his name, Elamis Nadvim Ba'om, those who are benevolent amongst the people, Lasis Tzidkas Hashem, to do the Tzedakah of Hashem, Im Arze HaKadosha, with his holy land. And this is what the Alter Rebbe was collecting for the students of the Maggid who moved to Eretz Yisrael, and Alter Rebbe was supporting them, getting the people to support them because they had no way of sustaining themselves. It says, Losis Mideshona Bishona, to give every year and year, Choyk HaKotzuf, the set amount, the rule of the set amount, Mois Eretz HaKodesh, the money for the Holy Land, the bond of Sekein of Meir Vimeinu, let it be built and prepared very speedily in our days. So this is addressing to them, to these people, the people that contribute. Aleihem Titoif Midlosi. To them my words shall drip. It means that you're paraphrasing the Pasuk. V'tizal Katal Imrosi. And my saying shall run like the dew. Like also again, like in the pasuk of the, so lizarizim. He says he's coming to hasten those that are haste already. Those who are zirizim, emizarizin elalimuzrozim. Say you can only encourage those who are encouraged. You know, you're trying to further encourage them to continue. Ulechazik yadayim rofis, coming to strengthen the soft hands. Meaning, I guess, after a while, some people neglect it, they stop, they slow down. He's coming to strengthen the weekend, b'matan domim mois Eretz Yisrael, to give the money for Eretz Yisrael, midei Shabbos b'Shabbatei, every week and week, ulepochos, or minimally, midei chodesh b'chodshei, every month by month, me'erkei hakotzu, from the value that has been set up, because they had a set up amount that everybody has to give based on their ability. Kotzuv le'erech shona, as it is evaluated for the year. So they had a yearly contribution of such and such. So to pay into that every week or every month to the amount that was decided, that was set up, that they have to give. V'chol kesef hakadoshim, and all these holy monies, ashur ola leiv ish lisnadev li neder, that it entered, it went up to the heart of a person to contribute without a vow. Lefarnosas achenu yeshu eretz hakodesh v'deshona v'shona, to support our brethren, those who sit in the Holy Land, every year by year. Okay. This is the Rebbe's request to them, to continuously give the weekly contribution, the monthly, to fill that yearly contribution that they undertook. Why is the Alter Rebbe pushing for them to give it week by week, month by month? Along at the end of the year, they'll give the whole amount and finish. Why do they have to contribute every week? That's what the Alter Rebbe is going to say. First of all, don't wait till you have the whole sum. Zrizis, you have to do it quickly. So do it right away. Don't push it off. If you don't have the whole amount right away, so give it week by week, so when you have it. Second thing he's going to say is that doing it over a period of time is actually a benefit. But I would think it's self-understood that that's provided that they don't have the full amount right away. So therefore, he's encouraging them, instead of waiting till the end, to do it right away. But if they have the full amount right away, they want to give it, you know, maybe that's why they got such a low, they got a lower level, because it took them a whole year to get that. Kihine, b'vad hayidu l'koil, for he says, behold, besides that, what is known to everybody, goydul mailas hazrizus b'chol hamitzvos, the great advantage of being a lasserty, meaning being quickly, all mitzvahs, don't delay. Mitzvahs, you don't delay, you do it with zrizus. Hanemar v'nishna b'divrei razal, which has been spoken and repeated in the words of our teachers of blessed memory, la'olam yagdim odom l'dvar mitzvahulu. A person should always quickly proceed to do a mitzvah. And further, that we say that uzrizuse de Avraham avinu olav asholem, the hastiness, the quickly, the alacrity of Avraham avinu, peace unto him, our father Avraham, peace unto him, he haimedus laad ulavoneinu ad olam. That is what is standing for us as a benefit, as a zechus to us and to our sons forever. It's not so much that he was ready to take his son and sacrifice him, but the fact that Vayashkim Avraham Babaikim, that he got up early in the morning, that he did it quickly, he didn't delay in the fulfillment of Hashem's wishes. He did it right away. That is what, when we come to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, every morning we read the Parshas or Akedah all the time. What is the benefit? It's not so much the act, because the act itself, we find other people who were ready to give up a lot for the Eibishter. But what we don't find so much, or what is the credit to Avraham Avinu and the Zuchus that we have from Avraham Avinu, is this Rizus. Ki Akeda Atzma, for the actual, just the binding of Yitzchok, Eine Nechsheves Kol Kach L'Nesoyin Godl, that is not considered so much to be such a great test. Le'erech Ma'alas Avraham Avinu Olav Asholem. Once we relate, why are we saying that it's only the Zerizos? Why not the act itself? Because relative to Avraham Avinu's level, Mesiras Nefesh, taking his son, is not considered such a great test. You know, that's Avraham Avinu's level. That's number one, because Avraham Avinu was a great person, and a test like that itself is not such a Nisoyan. It's the Zerizos, but not the actual son. In addition to the fact that Avraham was such a great person, but Hashem asked him directly. No, Hashem said to him, Shagam, ki Hashem diber boy. Hashem spoke to him. Kach no es bincha. Chulu. Go take your son. This is something which Hashem sold to him directly. Vari kama v'kama kudoshim. But we have many and many holy people. Shemosu nashim ha'gadushas Hashem. They gave up their life for the sanctity of Hashem's name. Gam ki lo diber Hashem bom. Hashem didn't speak to them and they're ready to give up their life. So what is the zechus of Avraham Avinu? Rak shabu Avraham Avinu olav asholem osu zois bizrizus niflo. He did so, Avraham Avinu, peace unto him, did so with a wondrous quickness, with a very quick alacrity. Why did he do it with such quickness? He was anxious, excited to go kill his own son. Okay, you know, you have to do what the Eibishter tells you, but he can do it slowly. But lahare simchosei v'cheftzei, to show his joy and his desire, lemalus ritzen koine, to fulfill the wishes of his acquire of Hashem, velasis nachas ruach liyotzrei, and to cause a pleasantness of spirit to his creator, as nachas ruach to the creator. Umimenu lomdu razal, and from him, from Avraham Avinu, our sages of blessed memory have learned l'kiyum kol ha-mitzvahs bechlal, to fulfill all mitzvahs in general, ubefrat, and specifically maisa tzedakah, the act of tzedakah, oila al kulono, that is higher than everything. Why is tzedakah more than everything else? Hamagina ubematzila bepeirisa ba'olam hazeh Mikol mine puronius hamisrakshus, because that protects and that saves That's the fruit, besides the keren kayemes leilam haba, the fruit of the mitzvah. In other words, the benefit that we get from the mitzvah is in this world. It protects you from all kinds of punishment, hamislakshis that take place. Kidiksiv, as the verse says, utzidaka tatzil memavis. Tzidaka saves from death. Bekoshkein misharmini yisuri makali memavis. For sure, it protects from other types of pains, which are not even as serious as death, though if it can protect from death, it protects from other yisurim as well. So kol shikain, so for sure, so if all mitzvahs we have to do with their lacerity, with quickness, certainly such a mitzvah which protects us, which gives us protection. Kol shikain shetev lanu gam b'olam hazeh, so for sure, of course, that it's good for us also in this world, lagdima kol ma de'efsher, to make it as quickly as possible. Why? Because there is judgment for a person every day. So give the tzedakah quickly so that your judgment today will be okay.